الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، قلت لي إن شاء الله كلمة الطيبة، بيقول لي just before Salat al-Asr, before the break, we spoke about two main things about this topic. Any topic? No. Huh? Sorry? Separation of people. No, I mean, in regard to La ilaha illallah, we talked about two main things: the meaning and the pillars. The meaning and the pillars. And we said, in regard to the meaning, we said the proper definition for La ilaha illallah is La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. There is no one worship but Allah. There is no one deserves to be worshipped but Allah. Allah Ta'ala clarified this matter in Surah Al-Baqarah. In the first ayah, which contains a command in the Quran, first ayah contains a command in the Quran is ayah 23 of Surah Al-Baqarah. 23 of Surah Al-Baqarah. When Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal nasu, اعبدوا ربكم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. All you mankind worship your Lord. This is the command. Worship. It's a command. First command. Ayah 23 of Surah Al-Baqarah. That is the first command. What was the first command about? Worship your Lord. Worship your Lord. The one who created you and those before you so that they may fear. The one who made the earth as a bed for you, a mattress, and the heavens as a canopy for you. And sent down water, right? And with it, Allah Ta'ala brought out of the earth fruits and vegetables for you. So do not set any partners along the road in your. So from the beginning of the ayah, worship Allah at the end, so do not set any partner among them and worship. Now, and then the second subject we talked about is that the pillars of La ilaha illallah. The pillars. So there are two pillars. You have to have them both, otherwise it doesn't benefit you. La ilaha illa, La ilaha, and then illallah. Negation and affirmation. You negate that from any one, and then you affirm it to Allah Ta'ala. Then we come to speak about the conditions of La ilaha illallah. And we said before the break there are 8 conditions. These are conditions, 8, again, these 8 conditions are the knowledge. I'm going to speak about each one. Just I list them now, and then I speak about each one. Knowledge, certainty, sincerity, love, honesty, acceptance, submission, and denial of all the other deities. The denial and rejection to all other deities other than Allah. Now we speak about them one by one with the proofs and evidence. With the proofs and evidence. personal knowledge. No, but you cannot be Muslim until you have the knowledge of what can make you Muslim, which is La ilaha illallah. So Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Muhammad Ayah 19, فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And know that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and then seek forgiveness for yourself. Imam al-Bukhari, Imam al-Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى, said in his book, said in his book al-Sahih, in the book of, and in a chapter, he said, he titled this chapter by العلم قبل القول والعمل. علم comes before knowledge, علم which is knowledge comes before actions and sayings. The knowledge must be received, the actions and sayings. It's not the other way round. You have to have the knowledge, then you can act upon it. Now, you just act and then you go try to find proofs and evidences. No. First you have the proofs and evidences, and then you work, because this is the guidance. This is the guidance. And also, as in Surah Al-Zukhruf, Ayah 86, Allah Ta'ala said, إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Except for those who witness the truth with knowledge. Witness the truth with knowledge. To witness the truth without knowledge is witnessing this. What is this witnessing? Now, let me give you an example. You saw someone holding water gun, you know the water gun? Water gun. And pointing it to somebody and shooting him with water. You witness that. The man who has been shot with water went to the police complaining that this man wanted to kill him. Police came and called the man and asked the complainer, do you have witnesses? He says, yes, some of the witnesses, they bring you. What do you know about this? He says, he wanted to kill him because he was appointing a water gun to him and shooting him with water. They will ask him, and what knowledge you have about killing with water? What knowledge you have about killing with water? Do you have any knowledge that water, if it's shot by through a water gun, can kill?
No.
They will ask you, correct? If you say no, they say, then you witness what? You are a witness of what? You are a false witness. You witness something you don't know. La ilaha illallah. So you are witnessing now. You say, I testify that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. What do you know about it? I know nothing. So what is this witness then? Possibly. What do you know about Allah? I don't know nothing. Who's Allah? Where is Allah? What's the creation of Allah? I don't know. Then what do you know? Witness what? No? You have to have the basics of this. Now, it doesn't necessarily, as I said, to know everything about the religion, no, but at least what is, what can make you worship the Lord correctly.
توش والله.
مسلم. When he was asked, who will enter the Jannah? He said, من مات وهو يعلم أن لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. The one who dies knowing that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, he will enter the Jannah. Now he's saying knowing, meaning having the acknowledgement, having the knowledge. This means you know properly. It's not just something you hear. And remember with me the hadith of the grave. Well, when يعني, the munafiq, you know the munafiq used to know la ilaha illallah, no? He used to know. But he did not act upon this knowledge. He did not have the full knowledge, he did, I don't know. And then they will, that he dies in the earth for 70 arms, سبعين ذراعا. سبعين ذراعا, ذراع الجسمين عاملين هافي عام هافي عام عاملين هافي عام كيبت كيبت. So
one hammer strike, 72
days. Yes. Yes. But he's not going to stay down. He'll come back up and. Yeah, it's a punishment. For him to ignore the knowledge of La ilaha illallah, this is your mother. You know about everything, but not about your mother.
Two angels don't know how to walk in the Allah.
If what?
If the Prophet didn't come to me, they wouldn't ask me this question.
No, the Prophet said everyone will be asked. Everyone will be asked. No one is exempted. What is the meaning that says, what are the exemption?
No, I'm saying, for them to ask that question, that means it's possible that every person that lives should have heard.
Yeah? Now, you have to know the messenger sent to you. You have to know the religion that Allah created you for to embrace. You have to know it. You cannot say no. It's not my concern. I'm a Muslim, but it's not my concern. No, it is your concern. It is your concern. That is the first. Eh? The second is certainty. It means that you have to be certain in what you believe in. You have to be certain. Who is the one who is uncertain? The munafiq. Today they say, okay, let us say like this. Muslims, La ilaha illallah. If there is going to be, if there is a true God, say, La akhi, this Imam benefits you not. Wallahi, such a person will abide in the fire forever. And not in any place in the fire, in the lowest one, as Allah Ta'ala said. Inna al munafiqina. في الدرك الأسفل من النار. The bookers are in the lowest rank of the fire. So certain, you have to be certain. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Hijrat, ayah 25, إنما المؤمنون. Indeed, the believers are, who are these, is describing to you. الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله. Those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. ثم لم يرتابوا. And then they never have any suspicion or hesitation in regard to this belief. But believe and then have doubts. And that's why the ulama says, when you know the truth, don't try the others. Because so many people think that they are so clever. I know, I'm a Muslim, I know the haq. Let me sit to the, let me sit to whosoever. And I can't figure out. No, you can't. You can't. That's why our predecessors, although they were great scholars, when a man who called himself Muslim, but he's a deviant, come to ask them, or come to ask them about an ayah. He doesn't want to ask for knowing it, but he wants to ask to bring doubts. Then you see the ayah like Muhammad ibn Sirin, Abu Tamim, Ayyub al-Sakhtani. He puts his English fingers into his ear. The man says, "Ya Imam, I want to speak to you with one ayah." He say, "Not even half ayah." And his son was with him. He said to him, Push strong. Don't let any word of this deviant to get in your heart. Maybe you can't get it out later. So we have to be careful of that. Don't, here in the West we see like that. No problem. You go and sit. La akhi. Your heart is not that cheap. Once the light comes to it, don't try to send it, to throw it in the mud to see whether it catches mud or not. If you have a diamond, in your hand, and it's twinkling, you know, diamond, brightening, twinkling, will you say, "Let me throw it in the dirt and mud to see if it can catch mud or not?" And we're going to miss it just right. Say, "No, this is diamond. I don't throw it in the dirt. That's your heart, more valuable than all the diamonds in the world. How do you throw it in this dozens?" So you have to be careful of that. Now,
what is the difference between the doubt, the elimination of the belief, and the one that she has to put out of?
Now that's called whispering. That's whispering. Shaitan will come to bring you doubts. It begins with whispering. Feelings, whisperings. If you continue with it, you will never come back. You know why? Look, it is like, I just want to give you examples from our life. It's like when you see a gazelle. You know the gazelle? Deer. And you see, you bring some seeds or milk. It might not come, right? It might come and you catch it, it might not come, correct? But if you already catch it, and then you tie a rope on its neck, can it run away? The shaitan will start with you like this. Once you come to him, he will tie you. Now you cannot go. You try, you are tied it to the rope. You can't leave. So don't try it. Don't even try. What to do when you feel this type of whisperings and thoughts? You spit on your left side. I would have been able to shoot. In anywhere. Anywhere. But in Salah you say it slowly. Low. And you keep dhikr, dhikr is very, very important. Inshallah, maybe today or tomorrow last hour, we're going to make it on how to increase your iman with dhikr. Simple, easy thing. I still remember a Saudi pilot, practicing, but he was mashallah pilot, who was flying to Riyadh. And at that time there was a plane from Kazakhstan coming across. Maybe if you go to YouTube you find it. The two planes crashed, but the pilots knew that they are going to crash some minutes earlier, but it wasn't enough time to avoid it. When this Saudi pilot, when they brought the black box, they got the recording and his voice was recorded. Say what? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Boom. There was like this. Not from the box, so I didn't see it. Even from. Okay, good question.
So, what's going to say?
Sometimes Iman is going up and sometimes it's going down.
Of course, Iman increases and decreases.
So, what's going to say?
Then
maybe. Huh? That's like, for example, my Iman is sometimes I'm being good day, and sometimes I'm going to be bad day.
So, what is
called
that?
Instability.
Yes.
And Iman is like that, Yaquan. Iman goes up and goes down. For everyone. Iman is like that. How to increase it? By the good deeds. If you keep doing good deeds and avoid bad deeds, because even if you keep doing good deeds and you do bad deeds, it's still going to go like this, floating. Up and down, up and down, up and down. But if you try to avoid as much as you can bad deeds, your Iman will increase until your heart is full of Iman. Then shaitan cannot enter. Shaitan cannot enter, cannot come, even whispering. Now, I'll come to the brother's question now. The Prophet ﷺ said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa anni Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, meaning him, Rasulullah ﷺ saying, I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and I bear witness that he said that he is Rasulullah. And then he said, لا يلقى الله بهما عبد غير شاك فيهما إلا دخل الجنة. رواه مسلم. He said, there will be no any person who stands before Allah having these two testimonies of faith in his heart with no any doubt, with no any suspicion, then he will enter the Jannah. Definitely. Definitely, how to maintain this certainty? How to maintain it? By obtaining the obligations. In time, in places, men, in masjid, there was a Sahabi. If anybody of you go to Medina, there is a mosque called Masjid al-Qiblatayn. Masjid al-Qiblatayn. This is 7 kilometers away from the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. At that time, during the lifetime of Rasulullah ﷺ, the roads were not smooth as today, asphalt. And Medina is a lava area. If you go to Medina and see, most of Medina covered with lava rocks, you know, the lava, the volcano rocks.
Yeah.
Sharp, hard to walk, you know. This compound, though, and he returns, he doesn't go further in Aisha. No. He goes Fajr and return. He goes Dhuhr and return. Asr and return, Maghrib and return, Isha and return. Look at that. His people called Bani Salima, they feel sorry for him. They said, why don't you buy a camel or a donkey to ride when you go? They did not ask him to stop or go and stay. They said, why don't you take transport? He said, if I would do that, I would have moved to next to the mosque of the mosque. But I hear the Rasulullah saying, as long as you walk to the masjid, as more hasanat you get. Each step hasana written and sayya erased. Yani when we walk to the masjid, this side would write, this angel would write, this angel will erase. Look at that. And other than that, the Prophet ﷺ said, بَشِّرُ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Give the glad tidings to those who come to the mosque walking in the dark times, meaning Fajr and Isha. They come to the mosque walking with, given the glad tidings with the complete light and the double section. You will have the light. You will need the light. Believe me, the throne, the. No.
It has to be in wudu.
What? Yes, tawadda, you make wudu in your home, and you come to the masjid. They pass on Yawm al Qiyamah above Jahannam. Jahannam is fire, fire gives light. Jahannam doesn't give light, it gives more darkness. As the Prophet ﷺ said, it was how do you say, to put on fire, it was lightened or fueled for one time, ignited, the ignition is only at the beginning.
Fueled
for 1,000 years until it became red. Then it was fueled for 1,000 years until it became blue. And then these two you see in your cooking stove. You see the red, and when it gets hot, you see blue. But the curve didn't see it here. He said, and then it was full, and it until it became black. And then he said, and it is too black, too dark. Too dark. So when the part on it, you will need light. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said about the munafiqeen and the kafirin, who will come on the path after the believers. The believers on the front side, and they have light. Have light. These cannot have light. They say, wait for us to get some light from you. Then they say, no, Allah. There, Allah Ta'ala will make a wall and has a gate. They think that it looks like mercy, but inside everybody. So you will need light. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يسعى نوره بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم. That's the same way. See? Can you like that? You need light there, correct? Now, walk to the masjid, Eid al-Fajr. Oh, there are no buses, no transportation. Don't go from one land of darkness to other land of darkness. Carry the candle with you. Carry the light with you. Carry the bulb with you. That is your deeds. That is your deeds. Yeah? The third, and more emphasis inshallah going to be put on when we speak about dhikr, which is going to be inshallah tomorrow. Last hour we'll make it for how to increase your iman with the dhikr, which is easy, which is very easy. And I will teach you the dhikr, and I will and I teach every one of you to say it. Simple, short, and you will see what magnificent reward is going to give you this time of dhikr. Now, the third is sincerity. You have to be sincere. Yani maybe knowledge is absent, certainty is maybe found in many Muslims, but knowledge, sincerity is a problem. Knowledge and sincerity, knowledge and sincerity is really a problem to many Muslims today. The deviant Muslims today are either have no knowledge or have no sincerity. Either have no knowledge or no sincerity. They are not sincere. Why? Why do I say that? You see, most of the Muslims today, most of the Muslims worshipping others besides Allah. Am I right? If I'm wrong, correct me, please. The only country where the graves are not worshipped openly is Saudi Arabia, because the government forbid that. People still try. You know, in Masjid al-Nabawi, you know, the grave of the Prophet ﷺ is in his house, not in the masjid. But later, when the Muslim number increased, some of the Khulafa expanded the masjid from the east, which was wrong, but this happened to bring the house of the Prophet ﷺ inside the masjid now. Now what happened? This is the house of the Prophet ﷺ inside the masjid. I myself saw this when I was young in Medina. I saw people making tawaf around the Kaaba. The Saudi government put religious guides to tell people this is wrong. They come next to them, get away. They tell the guide, get away. Not your business. He said, actually, this is wrong. Get away. Then the Saudi government built
one.
Well, not wall, it's a partition by the Quran shelves. So they blocked it. You know what they did? They go from one gate and come back from the other gate, outside the mosque. What's this, Akhi? Like, can you tell me who is the only nation on this planet, on this earth, have a place to circulate around? What is that? They want two Kaabas, they don't want all Kaabas. Still many Muslims want two Kaabas. Kaaba in Mecca, Kaaba in Medina. Inshallah. Shaitan. It is Shaitan. And they are rebellion. Subhanallah. So these people either no knowledge or no sincerity. Some of them I had a type of discussion with some of them. They have knowledge, but it's the desire, no sincerity. No sincerity. They tell you, look, you want Saudis, Wahhabis, we're not. Akhi, forget Wahhabis, forget Saudis, I don't want this all. Come tell me where it is to Bakris, Abu Bakr Siddiq. Yes. Umar is Umar ibn Khattab. Uthman is Uthman ibn Affan. Show me where they did it. Where they did it. How come you guys be better than them? How come you be more knowledgeable than them? Impossible. Impossible. You know? But it is either lack of knowledge or lack of sincerity. No? Allah Ta'ala said about sincerity, يعبد الله. Is it وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله. They were commanded not but to worship Allah. Is that alone? مخلصين. Not to worship only, مخلصين له الدين. Sincerely. So what we do with this ayah? Throw it away. So subhanAllah. Sincerely, meaning you tell to nobody. What is the best ibadah we have in Islam? Salah? What is the best ibadah? Salah. Zikr. Answer.
Fasting.
Fasting. Quran. Zakat.
Hajj.
All these are the best. I want one to be the best of all. I used one around, but. Who said that? No. Dua. Who said dua? Dua. Yeah, speak up, Akhi. Speak up. Dua. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, "الدُّعاءُ هو العبادة." الدُّعاءُ هو العبادة. You know why, Akhwan? Because dua is of two types. Dua. We have verbal dua and practical dua. Verbal dua is when you say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Practical dua is your salah. What do you say when you make dua? You say, Ya Allah, let me get to the Jannah and protect me from fire. Correct?
Yeah.
Why you pray? You want the Jannah and you want to be saved, protected from fire. Why you fast? Why you give zakah? Why you go to Hajj? Same thing. You want Jannah and you want to be protected from fire.
Yeah.
Right? So we have two types of dua. The verbal dua must also be for Allah alone. Can we make salah to anybody? No. Then we can't make dua for anybody. Verbal dua.
Dua is the diva, but is it a dua when after the first salah, and they said put your hand up, and the ya Allah, or is it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah, la, we mean dua, any dua, ya Allah, but now.
Any worship you want to do, whatsoever worship, must be upon the way of Rasulullah. If it is not upon the way, believe me, Allah will not accept it from you. Allah will not, however, Allah will punish you. Because what do you think the level of Muhammad before Allah? High or low? So how come you oppose his way and still Allah love you? How come you oppose his way, innovate in his religion, and you still consider that Allah will love you? Now. They are Muslims, so funny. Difference is going to be, but there is no matter, no problem to be Hanafi, no problem to be Maliki, Hanbali, Shafi, no problem. But the problem is when you establish a worship and I ask about the Dalil, you say it is because I'm Hanafi, I'm Maliki, I'm Shafi. What's that? That's not the proof. The proof you should tell me is قال الله قال الرسول قال الصحابة. You have this? Okay. Other than this, no. This is not correct.
They say, if Imam Bez, do you follow the
This is improper answer and excuse. They say, it is impossible the Imam, okay. Is it impossible your Imam, wrong, but the others possible? Who said that? Who told you that? Is that written in the Quran that Abu Hanifa is the right one and Maliki, Shafi'i, Hanbali are wrong? Who said that, Akhi? I'm wondering, Ali. Now, are we going to say he is a follower of Muhammad or Muhammad a follower of him? Most of the yani madhab. Now,
Abu
Hanifa said, true. Abu Hanifa said so. Shafi'i said so. Shafi'i said, if I say something and you find from Rasulullah opposite of it, then take what I said and throw it from the window. Malik said, alaykum as-salam. Malik said, everyone, people can take from a speech and can reject, except the one in this grave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was in the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad said the same thing. Don't take from me, don't imitate Shafi'i, Awza'i, but take from where we talk. Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah. You know that? But again, it does not mean everyone in the Ummah go to the book of Hadith and understand the Hadith the way he likes. La, 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 la. The proof, we all must be saved. How to understand the proof? It is impossible to say that my Muhammad al-Maliki understanding is better than the understanding of Abu Hanifa. Impossible. Impossible. But if we have one matter, one issue, Abu Hanifa say, do it. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Abu Hanifa said, do it, and I said, don't do it. What is your question to both of us? Where is your dalil? You Abu Hanif, where is your dalil? You Muhammad al-Maliki, where is your dalil? Here, we don't have high or low. We are equal. We have to follow the dalil. You don't tell me he is a great imam. Great imam cannot receive revelation. He must have dalil. He must have the dalil. If he doesn't have the dalil, we respect him. But we don't follow on that issue until you see the dalil from Allah, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the point. Now, back to the topic. The fourth, and you know, still in the third. The third, Allah Ta'ala said also in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah 3, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. Verily, it is for Allah the pure religion. What does that mean? The impure religion is not for Allah. The impure religion, which is mixed with shirk, with innovations, not for Allah. Now, and the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith reported by Bukhari, hadith of Abu Huraira, أسعد الناس بشفاعة يوم القيامة من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا مخلصا من قلبه. The most happy one with my intercession in the day of resurrection is the one who says لا إله إلا الله sincerely and purely. يعني لا إله إلا الله must be pure, and he is sincere in that. Certainty and sincerity from the depth of his heart, not only by tongue, but from the depth of his heart. That's the third. The fourth is al-mahabba, love. Mahabba of what? Yani loving your wife is this what? What? La, la, la. It is love of la ilaha illallah. To love Allah, to love the awliya of Allah, the angels, the prophets and messengers, the believers, and to love the word of Allah. To love, no.
When you say the love of Allah, is it the love of the submission to Allah?
No, you love Allah. You love Allah. And submission will come to submission. And as I said, you love you love the submission. You love whatever came to you from Allah of the commands and forbiddings. Yani Allah forbid this for you, you love to stop it. And you hate this thing because Allah forbid it. Allah commanded you this thing, you love it. I don't say you should not hate Salah. I say you should love Salah. I don't say you should not hate Salah. But I say you should love Salah. Nah,
enough. Enough yourself. If I were to beat my wife, I would have left my wife. I always do what she wants, what she likes.
Yeah.
Okay? But if I want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart, what should I do?
At least, what you did with your wife, you did whatever she likes, what she wants. You do whatever Allah Ta'ala commands you. That's the rule of your love. That's the rule? Huh?
That then it
will be mirror. That's the mirror. Yeah. Yani, you love your wife. She wants a bracelet, you go and buy her. She wants a dress, you go and buy her. She wants to go on a picnic, you go and take her. She wants like that. Allah, you love Allah. Allah wants you to come to the masjid. Time for salah. I love Allah, but I don't want to go.
What is that?
من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه. But كيف يكون لقاء الله? How to يعني meet Allah? How to do the meet with Allah? Meaning to work for it, to obey him. أحب الله لقاءه. Allah loves those who fulfill what he Allah تعالى commanded them. Now,
you mean like if you love Allah because of the concept of who he is?
Because of?
Like the concept of who he is, your creator and what?
That's what I mean. You love him because he is the creator, the sustainer, the controller of you, all of your life, all of this world. That's why you love him. You must have the highest level of love. Nothing even equal to it or closer to it. Now, Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 165, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Some of people take along in worship. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. There are men who take for worship others besides Allah as equal with Allah. They love them as they should love Allah. But those of faith, but those honest ones, certain ones, sincere ones, but those of faith are overflowing and their love for Allah. Are overflowing their love for Allah. If only the unrighteous could see. So, now, 165. Now, and the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith which is agreed upon to Bukhari and Muslim. ثلاث من كنا فيه وجد بهن وجد حلاوة الإيمان. Three things. Whoever have them, then he will find the sweetness of Iman. Not in the hereafter. You find the sweetness in your life. Wallahi. This sweetness cannot be removed by whatsoever several things you take. Sweetness, this sweetness is a different sweetness. This is the sweetness of Iman. The sweets, how do you know they are with what? Your tongue. Iman, you don't test it with your tongue. You test it with your heart. Wallahi, you will feel the sweetness in your heart. Meaning, you will only love to be upon these things. He said, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. That Allah and His Messenger be most beloved, more beloved than any others. Now, You love your father, but you have to love Allah more. You love your mother, you have to love Allah more. You love your wife, you have to love Allah more. You love your children, you have to love Allah more. What does that mean? Your father commanded you to go and buy him khamr. You know that Allah Ta'ala said khamr is haram. And he said, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Cooperate on piety and fear. But don't cooperate on oppression and sin. You know all that. But you say, it's my father, I can't. It's my father, how can I tell him? You have to tell him no. Otherwise what? You tell your Lord no? It's a problem. It's a problem. Now? Also, Rasulullah, how to prove the love to Rasulullah? By following him. By following him. You claim that you love Rasulullah. You see those devils, they carry, yani they all the time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's good dua, good dhikr. But when you come to salah, you do opposite what he did. When you come to hajj, you do opposite. When you come to any worship, not on his way. So how come you prove that you are like him, you love him? Na'am.
And you should worry your parents ask you to do something that is bad, you say very common. And you know that if you disobey them, it might result in a bigger fitna, which is basically then breaking out of teacher issue. Which is basically then breaking out of teacher, cutting you off the family if you disobey them. How do you disobey the situation?
You are not concerned about their cutting off or connecting kinship to you. Your concern is your connection to them. If it is parents, even if they cut you, you still have your kinship with them. Call them, go to them, even if they don't want you. Right? But you do not obey them and what is forbidden in order to maintain the kinship. What is the value of kinship if it is based in disobeying Allah? Allah Ta'ala said, the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. There is no obedience for any creation if it opposes the obedience of Allah. No obedience for it. Yeah. And then Isa Salam said, وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ لِلَّهِ. And also when you love somebody, you only love him because of the iman he has. So this is what Allah, you just love anybody because of his yani, position or money, this and that. But how pious he is, even if he is not from your people. Tell you something, Abu Lahab, what's his relation to Rasulullah? Did Rasulullah love him or hate him? Love him? No, hate him. Hate him. How come you love him while Allah said, Tabbat Abu Lahab? He was kafir. He was kafir and he was fighting against Rasulullah. Okay. So he is his uncle, his own uncle. But he did not love him. Bilal, what's his relation to Rasulullah? Nothing. He was a slave, a Bosnian slave. His king, Rasulullah loved him. Too much. Salman, Farsi. Rasulullah loved him. And he said, Salman, move. Salman is from us, Ahlul Bayt. Salman is not Arab. Salman is not from Quraysh. Salman is not from Bani Hashim, but how Rasulullah said, Minna, because of the iman. That's how we love. That's how we love for the sake of Allah. You love people based on their iman. You love people based on their iman. A general Muslim who even commits sins, he still has some love with you. but the practicer have more love. The imam of the masjid must have more love. The da'i who teach you must have more love. The alim must have more love. The sahabi must have greater love. Rasulullah must have the greatest love with you. Amongst creation. Now.
قال تعالى وأمر رسوله
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا
الصالحات سيجعلهم الرحمن ودا. الله الله.
Yeah, well, that's right. Allah Ta'ala will show them love with Him. Now, but what is the Amal Salih? Obeying your father and buying Khamr, Amal Salih? Then you have broken this yani cause of fulfilling this promise from Allah. Now? Yeah? Salah? Right. We pray and we continue, or
yes.
Inshallah. So we stop for Salat al-Maghrib and then inshallah we continue.